Amen.
Praise the Lord, saint. Before I start, I'm going to actually just sing a little bit of a song that I wrote some years ago. One of the gifts that the Lord had given me was songwriting. And as a way of expressing my faith in him, I would actually teach praise and worship at different churches and would write songs. So this song is very simple. It says, when in me I see no strength to carry out your will, and when in me I don't know how your word I can fulfill, when in me I just can't know how to walk the road you trod, that's when I look inside of me and I see God. I see God. He's in my mind, my heart, and in my soul. I see God, for he will answer and make the weak one whole. I see God, for in him no weakness I can find. So I look inside of me and I see God. Amen.
Amen.
I speak this morning from a place of humility and even weakness. I don't feel even sufficient to be able to give the word of the Lord this morning because of the place that God has me in spiritually at this time. I need y'all to be praying for me to be able to give this word. I'm humbled to be able to come and share the Lord's word this morning, realizing that I have nothing sufficient within me to be able to do this great task. But since the Lord has placed this on me and has called me to speak on his behalf,
amen,
I do it sincerely and I do it in submission to the Holy Spirit. There is a lot going on in our world, a lot of concerns, a lot of trauma, a lot of struggle. And there are many people losing hope. Folks are turning away from Christianity and turning to other religions because they feel like the church has let them down. So the prophetic burden for those who are really called to preach in this generation, and we call it, the last time I preached, and not now, I'm sorry, a right now God. To preach a right now God in a not now generation is a great challenge and a great task. So this morning, I want to just push us a little further in the spirit of the Lord and in the word of God, because there are a few thoughts that I think are imperative to share as we move forward. God knows how we feel. And as I said, many people, even in the church, are tired. And some even complain. The wonderful thing about God is he knows exactly how we feel. Because he suffered every emotion, he suffered every pain and human condition that we experience.
Yes.
Knowing this fact, I'd like to offer you the word of the Lord coming from Hebrews chapter 4, verses 2 and verse 15. The word of the Lord decries, for unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Wow. Verse 15 says, saints, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
The reflection this morning moves out of the thought, or the, I would say, the preeminent thought that we have a right now God and a not now generation. So the reflection, or the edict, if you want to call it, says, move your faith forward. And I know we're all muted, but I want everybody to unmute. And I want you to say after me, move your faith forward.
Move your faith forward.
Move your faith forward.
The reflection this morning is a challenge to all of us to move our faith forward.
Yes.
The goal of this preaching event is that faith will produce, that the word of God will produce now faith, which will produce now rest, now.
Uh-huh.
The word of God will produce now faith in us, which will produce now rest in us, now. According to what we read in the passage of Scripture, faith comes by hearing, according to Scripture.
Mm.
This morning, as I'm formulating this, I began to think about how faith really comes.
Yes.
And the task and the burden of developing faith in believers falls heavily on the preacher, which means the preacher needs to be prepared.
Come on.
Prepare food to give to God's people.
Yes.
So if we want the church to have now faith, preachers, we got to understand that the word is alive and it is right now.
Preach
now
that.
Faith comes by hearing the gospel preached. If you read verse 2, it says, for unto us was the gospel preached. And I can truly say on this line, we have the gospel preached. I don't know how you understand the realities of coming here on Sunday mornings, hearing the word of God. Prepared preachers preaching the word of God so that our faith can be made real to us, and our faith can move us forward, and we can move forward with faith, and faith, and we can move our faith forward as well. So on this line, I begin to think about this. I listened to Dr. Glenda's last time, and how that woman had prepared such a word for our little group, for our group. I listened to Dr. Avery and Elder Bobby, and come on, and I'm thinking to myself, do we really get the gist of what is happening for us on this line? Do we understand that faith is coming so that faith can produce what God would actively have happen in the world around us? Do we understand that when faith comes, it comes so that we might do what God would do if God was here, say what he would say, see what he would see, understand what he would understand, and in process, provide that to others? Do we really get it?
Mm.
So this word this morning says, for unto us, and I'm talking to Powerhouse now, was the gospel preached as well unto them. Before us, the gospel was preached, and now here we are on this line listening to the gospel being preached. But the word preached did not profit them, not being, because it was not mixed with faith. It don't matter how much we preach on this line and how much we sit in churches
listening to the word of God. If we do not mix the word of God with faith, manifestations of the power of God in your life. If the word that I'm preaching this morning is not mixed with faith, what is that word? That God is a deliverer. That God is a healer. That He gave Jesus Christ, His only Son, to love us and to care for us and to deliver us and to bring us into new life and new thought. If we don't mix faith with that, it'll never happen. We'll be continually be downcast, depressed, and all of that all the time. The great thing about it is we have a high priest who is touched with the feeling of our infirmity.
Yes.
The purpose and passion that I come to you from today is that I want to see the Holy Spirit carve out a place in all of our hearts so we might store the promises of God, and that those promises will push us to new visions of God and also push us beyond the struggle and into the rest of God. One of the promises of God is that He would provide us with divine and sacred rest.
Yes.
I have discerned that too many saints of God are being overcome by life challenges, overcome by the things that have happened in their past, and overcome by the fear of what the future might hold. The Word of God comes to inspire us to seek for stronger and maturer faith in God. We got to move our faith forward, Saint.
Yes, hallelujah.
We got to move our faith forward. And I thought about it. I said, well, how do we do that? Because I ask God a lot of questions. I don't just sit there and just think I know everything. I say, well, I don't know. How do we do that? How do we move our faith forward? And the Lord began to say, He said, you got to stop looking at the things behind you. And look at where I am with you right now. Right now. He's a right now God. And
amen.
God,
yes, He is.
The world or whoever might say it's not now, He is a right now God. We got to see God moving right now where we are.
Yes, He is.
We got to accept that the word of the Lord is alive. And that
yes,
He's choosing us with life every moment, regardless of the situation. It's like the Apostle Paul said. He said, when I grew up, he said, I was a mature response. It's time for us to grow up, church, and put away
responses
and move forward in the faith that God has delivered once to the saints. Brothers and sisters, now faith in this not now generation is designed by the Lord to help us achieve a sense of peace and rest in the presence of God, in every circumstance we face, in every situation we face, in every challenge we face, in every disappointment we face. Now faith allows us to use those circumstances as testimonies to the glory of the Lord.
Amen.
Move your faith forward. So when you move your faith forward in God, the promise of divine rest in God is a manifestation of your now faith in the God of all comfort. He's always comforting us. He's always making us understand how much He loves us and how much He wants to heal us from all of our wounds and pains and everything that has happened to us. For real, chaos and trauma, unbalanced thinking, unbalanced living, overconsumption, thinking that we don't have enough, thinking we're not good enough, having anxiety over things and people, those are all signs that we are being called to move our faith forward. Instead of seeing that as a rejection from the Lord, instead of seeing that as a rebuke of God, it's a nod, it's a push to move your faith forward. It's a push to use what God has given you, and that is faith. Faith can accomplish anything. Too often, past pain and past disappointments overshadow and even occlude the victories that God has given us through his son, Jesus Christ. I think about Vivian McKnight. When she said, when we get stuck in our most favorite miserable feeling, it's hard to get us out. Say, this time to come out with faith.
Come out.
Move your faith forward and come out of this thing. It doesn't matter
how
the situation is. I know I'm talking to somebody this morning. I don't care what happened in your life. I don't care what you fell under. I don't care what attacked you. It is time to come out and move your faith forward. Your faith is your victory.
Amen.
Your faith is your deliverance. Your faith is your healing. Your faith is your wisdom. Your faith is your knowledge.
Amen.
You may not know how to move forward, but if you got faith in God,
yes,
you believe what the word of the Lord says. You believe in the gospel of Jesus.
Yeah.
He'll give you exactly what you need at the moment you need it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He promised that.
Jesus.
Somebody this morning is stuck in their field. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank
Glory.
You, God. Glory to God. Ooh, but I hear God say, move your faith forward. He said, bring it into the room and put it in the center of the situation. He said, I will give you rest. So you're not resting. You ain't sleeping. You ain't doing what you got anxiety all the time. But the Lord said, move your faith forward. Bring it into the room. Bring it into the room. He said, place it smack dab in the center of the situation. And he said, I'll give you rest. Jesus said, come unto me. If you're carrying a heavy burden, if you're heavy laden, he says, and I will give you rest. Sacred rest, holy rest, divine rest, healing rest, delivery rest. Thanks, move your faith forward. Right now, I ask you in the name of Jesus to move it forward. Declare with me while you are there in your room, as you move your faith forward, say, God is now. I have faith now. I have rest right now. Now magnify the Lord. You can magnify him right where you are. God is now. I have faith now, and I have rest right now. You don't have to stay in a situation where you cannot even have peace in your spirit. He says, because God is now. We serve a right now God who has given us now faith to accomplish the things that he has determined for us right now. It is not now with God. God is not a not now God. He may ask you to wait a little bit because that's not within divine timing. But when it's divine timing, when it's within the season that God has determined to work according to his own will, you can ask God, you can believe God, you can move in God, you can move your faith forward right now. Some people are struggling with past failure, with a now salvation. That don't make sense. You're either saved or you're lost. If you're saved, you ought to have saving faith in you. Faith that will conquer and accomplish anything in you. I'm not judging anybody. I'm just saying, come on out of that. It's time to come out of some of that stuff. We got to leave that mess behind because we got too much to do for the kingdom's sake. This morning, saints, I'm asking you, imploring you to move your faith forward, because that thing, when you think about it, that thing that came to break you, it came to kill you. It came to destroy you to the point where you thought God had given up on you and nothing was happening. The trouble didn't let up. Enemies was allowed by God to buffet you. You felt totally defeated and downcast. But out of Zion, if you can think about it now, if you can think in that time when you were really struggling in your mind and in your spirit, down in your soul, searching for God, trying to feel for him and feeling nothing, all of a sudden out of Zion, God sent a messenger to say, your faith has moved me. And today I'm saying to you, that same faith that helped you defeat that last devil will help you defeat this devil right now. So move your faith forward. And that which was a failure, that thing which did embarrass you, that thing that tried to steal your testimony. And if it's happening to you right now, you are still in the situation where you're with God. in a right now situation and right now faith. Regardless of what situation is going on in your life, regardless of what trouble you're having right now, we serve a right now God. We serve a right now God, and I'm asking you, saints, to move your faith forward. Take your faith off the shelf. Take it from the past and bring it into the present. What he was able to do at one time, he's able to do again. What God promised in the last situation, he's still that same God. Move your faith forward. The Lord wants us to know, and he wants you to know, he wants all of us to know that we haven't lost anything. There may be somebody who feels that struggle, challenge, whatever happened in your life caused you to lose something. But the Lord sent me today to tell you that you have not lost anything. You might feel like you have to start all over again. You might feel that you are running out of time to fulfill the promises of God. But I came to tell you to get some rest. When you move your faith forward, you'll be able to rest knowing that God has all things according to his own time, and he will work it out. There is nothing that he's going to be surprised by, and there's nothing that he is disappointed with. He only wants you to get some rest in him. We need to get some holy rest. Move your faith forward because Christ has already accomplished the victory concerning us. Before the worlds were ever formed, God already had allotted our portion of salvation within the context of our religious life. God is not surprised by who we are. It never surprised him of the things we think or what we do. That should give us comfort to move our faith forward and say, Lord, you know me. You know all about me. I told one of my friends one day, I said, y'all don't know I pray some weird kind of prayers to God sometimes. And they were like, well, what do you say? I said, Lord, you know I'm a mess. And I'm the mess you make. And they say, you told God.
Praise him. Hallelujah.
They say, you told God he made a mess. I say, he made me, didn't he? I say, so I talked to him.
Praise
say,
him, praise him.
And I find deliverance and being straightforward with the Lord. Move your faith forward, see? For God determined according to his own will that we would have the victory through faith in his Son. It's time for us to move faith forward and leave doubt and unbelief behind. Yeah. Sometimes I talk to the saints and I get really concerned because out of all the words, out of all the preaching and Bible studies and teachings that many of even my own friends get, I don't hear faithfulness coming out of their mouths. But I want to let you know that God is our adjudicator. He is our adjudicator. And I know our pastor is a lawyer. He understands what that really means. He is the only one that determines the judgment that should happen in our lives. Nobody else. We shouldn't be hung up on people trying to stop us from doing what God wants us to do because they might see us a certain way. God is our adjudicator. He's also the one that atones for our sins. We don't owe anybody anything other than to live righteous for God. He is also our advocate. He's always looking for an opportunity to set us right, to set us free. Let's move our faith forward. Move our faith forward, lifting up his name every day in prayer, lifting up the names of those we love in prayer. That's how we move faith forward. But you know why? Sister Nicole said it. We move faith forward when we always know that we need him. There's not a time that we don't need the Lord. We need him all the time. I don't care what we've accomplished. I don't care what accolades people apply to us. We need God. In order for us to move our faith forward, we have to understand that we always need God. We also Amen. Have to understand to move, when we move our faith forward that we're going and we're trying to connect with, we're trying to do what a holy God wants us to do. Moving our faith forward means that we understand that we are called to be a holy people and that we live according to the rudiments and the principles and the righteousness of a holy God who calls us to be a holy people. God only has called us to be holy. And if God called us to be holy, that means he has the ability and the power and the spiritual ability to put in us what we need to accomplish in order to be holy in his sight. Nobody, I don't care how many rules are made. I don't care what rules and all kinds of things are made. Only God can declare us holy. And through his word today, saints, through his word, the gospel, he has declared us holy through faith in Jesus Christ. We need to move our faith forward and leave some of this church work behind, what the denominations ask us for. Because all the time, that does not support the holiness of God. We got to move our faith forward and stand in the holiness of God. We move
come
our
on,
faith
come
forward.
On. Man.
As we inspire those around us to believe in Jesus, that's moving our faith forward. We got to teach the truth. We got to stand on the gospel of Jesus Christ. Moving our faith forward means we inspire others to believe in Jesus and in his word. Moving our faith forward means that we even teach our children and our families what we're here on this earth for, and that is to seek and glorify God and allow him to be God of all gods and King of all kings and Lord of all lords in our life. We move our faith forward because we understand that God is good, so we must be vessels of goodness and vessels of love. We move our faith forward when we understand that we were created as people of destiny. We move our faith forward for the fulfillment and the purpose of the Son of God in our lives. And in we move our faith forward when we accept the fact that together we attend to the things that God wants to do with us in our lives.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
So in my closing today,
what about
the challenge for all of us? The challenge for all of us is to move our faith forward. What does forward moving faith look like? What does it sound like? What does forward moving faith reveal? Only we will be able individually to answer that question as we seek for opportunities to move our faith forward. And we don't have to look very far. We don't have to go out and just try to find opportunities. God will send them to us to move our faith forward. So I say to you, saints, let us love one another. Let us seek the Lord with each other. Let us remember that God has given us eternal rest when we move our faith forward. I'll close again with the word of the Lord in Hebrews 4:2-15. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, because it was not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmity, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Saints, move your faith forward, because now faith will produce now rest now. Amen.